MPI has the following major capabilities compared to PVM does not have all of these. In fact, I don't believe any message passing system other than MPI has all these capabilities. We built a system while I was at Caltech, which we called Cross in our book for Crystalline Operating System, and then was commercialized by my students who set up a company called Parasoft as Express. The key feature Express had that's been taken by MPI is collective communication. That is something that few other of the message passing systems had. Express also had these so-called application topologies and inquiry routines. Two things that MPI has which few other things had were process groups. Process groups were something we knew we wanted to do but couldn't think of a good way of doing while I was at Caltech, but Vaz Balachandran, who was at IBM when he did this, found a nifty way of doing, of specifying how to do groups of processes, how to specify groups of processes. Something called a message label was in things like Express, but not done terribly elegantly, and it is now done in a better way in MPI. You do need to have something called a message label, because when you send messages between processes, you need some way to distinguish different messages, because even if you think your messages are unique, as soon as you start using libraries, you start getting confused about all the various messages flying around. And there's a thing called a communicator we'll come to briefly, which basically incorporates contexts, which essentially labels the messages and groups as a single data structure. And that's called the scope of communication. So that's a sort of nifty abstract idea which MPI invented, and I believe is an example of the cleaning up of essentially cleaning up of notation and making things more elegant and abstract that happened in the standardization process.